We interrupt this podcast for breaking news. Well, actually, we don't interrupt. We begin this podcast with breaking news. Last week and the week before, we were talking about spooky happenings. But 3 weeks ago, we began a discussion about some crazy church guy. And this is where that discussion continues. And now, on with the podcast.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Welcome to it. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com, broadcasting from Studio D Chevalier in Colorado Springs, Colorado. With us this week, via the magics of the telephones, Mr. Fizzle and Pop himself, Colin Burton.
Hello, everybody.
And, of course, I have to apologize to you fine people for completely lying to you. 3 weeks ago, we were talking about Kevin D. Denis and the fact that he's a weird culty guy, lives in a hole. To recap, Kevin hates blogs. Kevin is a member of the Not As Dicked Up Church of God. I guess he would call it the Restored Church of God. And I'm going to assume that those who belong to the Restored Church of God never go outside. They're afraid of the real world, and in particular, Kevin D. Denis, who writes for, what does he write for? Ambassador Youth, which is a publication of the Not As Dicked Up Church of God. He hates blogs and blogging. He thinks they're the devil. We went over some of the things that he said a few weeks ago, and we're going to continue along that line. Where did we leave off, Colin?
Let's see.
Oh, I think the last thing that Kevin said was that truly, blogging is a 21st century communications tool carrying great impact and many dangers.
That would be where we left off.
That's exactly where we left off. And so where we're going to pick up is Kevin's thought. So what can we conclude? How should God's youth approach blogs? Are there biblical principles that apply? Some teenagers in the world admit that blogging is pointless. Should you feel the same? I think it's pointless. I mean,
me too, yeah.
As far as, do I get paid? No, but if there's a point to it, it's that I have fun.
Yeah.
It's just for my own personal enjoyment. I've never claimed for it to be anything outside of that. But Kevin says that the dangers he listed above, and we went over the dangers a few weeks ago. If you really want to get to know him better, go back to that podcast. It'll probably be called Kevin D. Denis is Really Frickin' Weird. He says that the dangers he listed are the proverbial tip of the iceberg. And here's where Kevin really starts to pat himself on the back. He says, talking about the article that he is writing and that we are reading, because this article is extremely important. Some may need to read it twice or use it as a stepping stone for further study. Way to pat yourself on the back there, Kev.
Mm-hmm. And extremely important is all caps.
It's not
in a different font.
Either. Really, it's not in mine.
It isn't?
No.
No, it isn't mine. Yeah, it's all caps and slightly different font.
So anyway, he says that some may need to read it twice. In our case, we'll just make fun of it twice.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin goes on to blather about some bullshit about where the church is and what era the church is right now and how everybody believes their opinion counts, which really isn't far from the truth. In fact, when he says that everyone believes their opinion counts, that may be the only correct thing, 100% correct thing that Kevin put in the article.
But then he goes on to belittle people for wanting to have a voice.
Exactly, for having an opinion. He asks a question, what does this have to do with blogs? Well, I would say everything. But he says that the internet, and more specifically blogs, has enabled everyone to have a voice on any matter. Now, everyone's thoughts are published, in quotes, for all to see. Whether or not it is effective, as soon as something is posted, the person has a larger voice. It often makes the blogger feel good, or makes him feel as if his opinion counts, when it is mostly mindless blather. Now, I'm going to pause at this point and say that I particularly enjoy his I'm a journalist, goddammit, kind of attitude. To paraphrase Lewis Black, this guy writes for a magazine, which is like a real blog. His anger is not easily hid there. He simply hates people other than him who have figured out how to use that computer thingy to put together letter strings and stuff. I mean, he just hates the fact that there are people out there who get to express their opinion, whereas, you know, he probably went to school for journalism, or maybe, I don't know, he's not really that good a writer, so I would hope he didn't waste his money on school. So obviously, he considers himself a journalist, and he considers bloggers just to be junk, obviously.
Yeah, but
which is not far from the truth.
I was just going to say also that that's an opinion held by most of the journalistic crowd.
The established journalistic crowd? Is that what you wanted to say?
Yes. Sure, why not?
Okay, good. On a lighter note, I got a comment today on a post that I wrote more than 2 years ago, and the comment on the post called me specifically stupid and a bad writer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that Kevin might have left the comment.
Kevin might Kevin.
Anyhow.
Which Kevin?
This Kevin.
Oh.
I mean, if he has nothing better to do than to belittle bloggers, he's probably out looking for, you know, bad writing.
No, of course.
And, you know, it really makes me feel bad because he must know bad writing. If he says I'm a bad writer, I must be.
Mm-hmm.
Takes one to know one. Anyhow, he continues. Here is the definition of a blog from a highly popular blog provider. A blog is a personal diary, a daily pulpit, a collaborative space, a political soapbox, a breaking news outlet, a collection of links, your own private thoughts, memos to the world. Your blog is whatever you want it to be. There are millions of them, all shapes and sizes, and there are no real rules. Blogs have enabled millions of people to have a voice, emphasis ours. Now, this pisses Kevin off. He says, ask yourself, do I have a tendency to want to have a voice? Or, as Kevin would like you to say, shouldn't I just shut the fuck up and let Kevin and his friends at the no longer dicked up Church of God tell me what to think?
Yes, let me get back to my bind.
That's right. I just, I love you, please don't.
I don't need a voice.
That's right. Exactly. I don't want to be in the outside world. It's scary. Kevin doesn't want you to be there. Just follow Kevin. Everything will be fine. He goes on to say, this has grown so out of control, it is routine for a person to start a daily blog entry with a single word that details his or her mood. My mood currently is amused, by the way. A blog entry will start. Current mood, he has a blank. The level of shallowness, he says, and emotional immaturity this represents is astonishing. In the grand scheme of things, why would the world at large care. Remember, kids, Kevin could give a fuck less how you are feeling. What's important is how Kevin is feeling. And I think at this point, Kevin's mood would be troubled.
Sorry, I
you got to have something to say.
Well, actually, I kind of do, but I see what you probably don't have since you printed the PDF is he has a hyperlink to emotional immaturity that leads to another article by someone else in the Refurbished Church of God.
The manufacturer's Refurbished Church of God.
Yes. Are you emotionally mature? And there's a whole other article here, and it's not written by Kevin. So.
Is Kevin emotionally mature by that guy's standards?
I haven't read the article. I just saw it. So I don't know. I bet I'm not.
By Kevin's standards, I doubt I am. But that's okay, because I still got the skills to pay the bills, which is probably a phrase that would piss Kevin off to no end. But anyway, he says, people naturally want to make a mark in this world. They want to make a difference, and they believe blogs will allow them to do this. However, most blogs, especially by teenagers, serve as nothing more than public diaries. Of course, there's nothing inherently wrong with a personal diary, as long as it is kept private. That's what Kevin says. Kevin don't want to be tempted to read yo shit. Keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Although certain professional weblogs can make a positive difference within some elements of society, teen blogging does not. Teen blogging kills puppies and sets angels on fire without even trying.
Mm-hmm. There is a fair amount of bad teen blogging out there. He kind of has a point there.
Oh, fair amount. Fair amount. All of it's shit. All of it is shit. I mean, when was the last time you read a blog by anybody who's not an adult that was even halfway worth a damn?
I really don't know.
But that's the whole point. The whole point of a weblog was so you could have an online diary.
Exactly. Yeah, it's for people who aren't as shy about sharing.
Exactly, and that makes Kevin mad.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, stop and consider. The biggest mark you will ever make is to build God's character and be born into the God family. He actually says the phrase, into the God family.
It's like
it's the godly it's like bunch. Da, 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 the godly bunch. Da, 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 da. Here's the story of a dirty sinner.
It's the celestial mafia.
Who reawakened in the service of the Lord. Da, 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 da.
Oh, that's awesome.
So anyway, he wants us to build God's character and be born into the God family. Blogging, he says, will not help you achieve this. I go, you know, the other way with it. What if you were blogging about how much you love Jesus? Current mood, pious. Man, I love going to church. It fills me with so much joy. I want to tell the world. I'm off to tell the world. LOL, OMG, bye-bye, bye-bye. Nope, Kevin still thinks you're an asshole.
Nope. Yeah, he would think you are off the path.
Off the path. That's right, because you're using the internets to tell the world that you love Jesus. And that apparently is wrong.
You're just bragging.
Yes, yeah, that's prideful. Sin of pride, sin of pride.
Exactly.
Openness and privacy is the next section that Kevin writes. He says, a related problem is that many in society believe they should be 100% open. Certainly, some forms of openness are correct, but openness has been taken to a new and wrong level. I'm not sure where the...
It makes him feel tingly.
I guess, yeah. Just where Kevin starts to feel tempted or sad or, you know, gets a little, like you said, gets a little tingly. That's the wrong level.
Yeah.
Kevin goes on to say that...
I agree.
Yeah, Kevin goes on to say that everything is out in the open. God damn it, there's gays everywhere!
Oh, man, that reminds me. I don't know if you've seen this, there's like this gay bashing truck that I saw over the weekend, but I didn't have a camera handy.
Gay bashing truck?
Yeah,
like,
it was a truck with all
like
sorts
the dog
of gay
catcher
slogans.
Really?
I really, really wish I could have gotten a picture of it. It was
wow.
at the mall, so. Yeah,
wow.
Well, you know, with the elections coming up, and I'm not
I
sure.
guess,
yeah.
but... Wow, you talk about, you know, setting yourself up to get keyed.
Yeah.
But Kevin goes on to say that people will now do and say things that should only be done in private, or frankly, should not be said or done at all, because Kevin says so. For example, Kevin says, how many times have you seen a couple inappropriately kissing in public and felt uncomfortable? My guess is it happens to Kevin a lot. He has to go home and touch himself, and it's all those other people's fault.
Exactly.
He says damage. That this should be the same feel. What's that?
Temptation damage.
That's right. Kevin says that this should be the same feeling generated by the many things said or pictured on blogs. Yet, such things have become so prevalent that they are commonly accepted. Some things in one's life should simply remain private. Information that could be kept to oneself or shared within one's own family. Or with Kevin, you know, when he's touching himself.
Mm.
Propriety, decorum, and decency are not elements considered on blogs. Certainly not on mine, Kevin said that. I say it's certainly not on mine. People simply blurt things out, Kevin says, without considering the contents. What's that?
Just blurt it out.
Without considering the contents or the consequences, which is kind of like my post about Katie Nida over 2 years ago. Two people hate me for that now, and I'm not sorry.
Well, that's good. I didn't expect you
yeah.
to be.
No, I'm not. Kevin, though, says, ask yourself. Why would you have the need to share personal things with people you don't even know, i.e., the world at large? Many of the things shared should not even be read by close friends, let alone strangers. Be aware and avoid thinking that everything is up for discussion. It isn't, because not when Kevin is around, you dirty fuckers. You just should shut your damn collective mouths.
I wonder if he's ever been to that website where people can anonymously...
group hug?
Yeah, group hug. Yeah.
Anonymously.
Shut up.
My guess is Kevin would probably piss himself if he saw a group hug.
Cry.
I'm guessing he does not know it exists.
Yeah.
And if he does know it exists,
no, but
he probably
really
posts there on a regular yeah. basis.
Well, you know, it's like the epitome of everything that he doesn't like.
Exactly. But it's probably where he gets to, you know, post the truth.
Mm.
Like, I saw, you know, I got a boner in public today.
I saw someone kissing inappropriately.
That's right. And I got a boner. Anyway, he goes on to say that vanity, perhaps the largest problem with blogs. Their problem is that they cater to one's vanity. To which I say, no shit, Sherlock. Human beings, Kevin says, are naturally self-centered and proud, and young people are certainly no exception. Note how the Bible describes this generation, he says. I was unaware that the Bible knew about this generation, but he says that the Bible does. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. Proverbs 30:12-13.
You know, what I find interesting about that is that can probably be applied to every generation when it was young.
Yeah. Not only was it a generation that was from a couple thousand years ago, I think it also describes Kevin's generation.
Yeah.
Way to go, dickhead. Just twist the scripture to meet your own little freakish ideas.
Well, that's not like he's the first to do that.
No, so. But he's the only one we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay. Continue.
So Kevin says that if you post mundane details of your life, you are, in effect, saying that your life is important and that people should read about it. Also,
and
whether
you're not important. You're
that's
not.
Right. Kevin says you are nothing. You are worthless. You are scum on Kevin's show. He also says that also, whether or not you admit it, having a blog with your name, your picture, and your opinions strokes the human ego. It lifts you up. It essentially advertises the self. Many teenagers say, listen to me, world, and what I have to say, when they should be focused on changing and cleaning up their own lives. Remember, kids, you are worth nothing. So says high and mighty Kevin.
And if you're a teenager with a blog dedicated to Jesus, clean up your life. What the hell's wrong with you?
That's right. Just, yeah, shut that fucking thing down. And clean up your life because you know you're doing something
yeah.
wrong. Because Kevin says, if you blog, are you sure you do not partially enjoy it because your carnal nature is inclined toward vanity? Yeah, duh. I don't really know how else to put that, but Duh. And then he goes on to say some stuff about idle words, which I always thought it was idle hands, but apparently idle words are worse. The book of Daniel describes our age, even to the time of the end, which tells me that these manufacturers, refurbished Church of God, really thinks that we're at the end times.
Well, they said we are in the final age up earlier, he said.
Right, yeah, and I skipped over that because I think it's bullshit. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. If that's not the most generalized prophecy, I'm running to and fro, and I know how to do 2 + 2. Hot shit, it's the end times. That's Daniel 12:4. Now, he goes on to say that through the internet, mass transportation, and other technological advancements, people truly do run to and fro throughout the earth, with knowledge increasing. With this increased knowledge comes increased opinions and words. And that made, like, no sense. I don't even know what to say about that.
Well, basically, my take on that is that ignorance is bliss, and you need to be stupid.
That would piss Kevin off.
Well, that's how I'm reading that. I mean, maybe it's not how he meant it, but...
Well, anyway.
It looks like
in this time, Kevin says, when people exhibit the least amount of character in history, which is obviously his opinion, there is more communication than ever before. Much of this is simply blathering on blogs. Mindless words and idle communication, so says Kevin. Blogs can be summed up as people talking about almost anything, but really nothing. Duh. There is no purpose to much of the contents. No direction.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay. And I'd like to once again bring up cell phones. Have you ever heard somebody talking on a cell phone? They don't need to be doing that. Order your food and get the hell out of my way.
That's right. Just get the hell out of my way. Or make my food and let me get out of your way. But I think he summed it up. When he said least amount of character, he summed up things without even knowing, because it's the ease of communication. This is my opinion. This is not Kevin's crazy ramblings. This is actually the intelligent ramblings of your host. And I like myself.
Okay.
But it's the ease of communication inherent in today's society. It gives us that impression that we lack character. But I think that such quick communication actually helps to keep people from going too far off the edge. Because seriously, if you want examples of questionable character, how about, I don't know, a senseless killing? Maybe killing somebody because they looked at you funny. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
It should, because it's from Poe. Edgar Allan fucking Poe wrote about that shit. Cask of Amontillado, Telltale Heart, idiot. Idiot. 1800s this was going on. We're no better or worse character-wise than we were at any point in time in history. We just hear about the bad shit faster.
Yep.
And from all directions.
Exactly.
But anyway, Kevin... Back on Kevin, he says that look at what the Bible says about idle words. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. That comes from Matt 12:36. And here's how our hero Kevin interprets that. He asks, who would want to give an account to God about how many hours a day he rambled on about his favorite pizza place, what brand of jeans he wears, and the girl he thinks is cute, when he woke up on a particular morning, and in what mood, etc. If one has visited many blogs, the list above contains some deeper issues endlessly discussed. And I would just say, dude, you're an idiot. You missed the whole point of that thing from Matthew 12:36. The point is, it means that hateful comments that you make in passing, like Kevin is an idiot, you'll have to be held accountable. God will hold your dumbass accountable for that if you get to heaven, you moron, Kevin.
So there you go.
Job 35:16, Kevin tells us, which talks about multiplying words without knowledge. Multiplying words without knowledge summarizes the mindless, mundane nonsense found on weblogs. I didn't know Job had a blog. That would be the... Oh, seriously, though? If you could read Job's blog, fucking plague of locusts today. I don't really fucking get it. My God, my daughter died. My house collapsed. Fuck. What is going on? Current mood, pissed.
And melancholy.
Yeah. Current mood, melancholy. Not a bad day today. Only got chewed on by wolves. I'd have to reread Job to find out all the shit he got put through, but the last entry would be great. It must have all been a dream. Everything's back. It's like a country song that got played backwards. Current mood, happy.
Jubilant.
Yeah, current, exactly. That's much better. Current mood, jubilant. Oh, that would have been funny. So back to Kevin. He says, then there is the language itself. Here is a mild example, Kevin says. If you're a hater, then whatever. I don't have time for your negativity in my positive world. He says that phrases such as screwed up I dunno, and every type of swear word are commonly used. One blog by a young 20-something in a splinter, he uses the term splinter to describe anything but the Reformed Church of God, right? Or the Refurbished Church of God, or whatever it is.
Yeah, it seems to be. That's what I gathered.
But anyway, he was incensed. Kevin is incensed that this young 20-something utilized the acronym OMG, which, as we all know, is a shorthand way, in his opinion, to take the Lord's name in vain. OMG, Kevin, you're making me LOL.
See, now, that's also been taken out of context. Maybe it was followed with she fell and broke her hip, and OMG stands for Oh My Grandma. You know, you never know.
It could, you know, it could stand for anything.
OMG.
Oh, monosodium glutamate.
Exactly. Or Oh My Goodness.
Oh My Goodness.
Why not?
Oh My Goodness. He always assumes
the
worst.
Why is he assuming the worst in this person just because he's part of a splinter
church? That's right. He's just so negative. He's right. I don't need his negativity in my positive world, goddammit.
He's a hater.
That's right. But he goes on to say that our teens have been pushing this envelope, and it must stop. They should represent God's way of life. And in my opinion, this church of his is sounding more and more like a cult with every paragraph that he types. Kevin goes on to say there should never be a need to use slang or any type of wrong words. We are commanded to put off filthy communication in, was that Colonel 3:8 or is that Colossians? What type of communication have you used, he asks. Certainly not all of it could be considered clean and pure. I guess my answer would be, how about none? And another, this is the most awesome thing. He does a tiny little sentence about, and I don't know if she is a regular listener, but I know she's one of my readers and probably yours, El Cid the Doom.
Right.
This one's for you. Kevin says, now consider the quizzes generated by different sites that people can post so others can learn more about them. Some surveys detail every vile preference under the sun. Here is a sample question, Kevin says. If you had one day to live, how would you live it? Kevin is pissed because among the options given, one was, I'd kill myself and get it over with. Now, here Kevin overuses some punctuation so that you are aware that he is feeling outrage. He says, what? Now, I'll start again. This is Kevin overusing punctuation. He is feeling outrage. What? He says, other questions ask about lying. Which teachers are hated the most? How many boyfriends or girlfriend one has had? And so much more. Kevin says, let me stop and say this. The young people of God cannot, in all caps, get involved in such things. Not even a little. Do not have teachers. Do not look at boys. Do not even eat the pizzas. It's the devil.
And those things are so vile.
I know.
So
pizza
vile.
Is vile. Pizza will send you to hell. But Kevin says that the contents of blogs often can best be described as trash and the expression of shallowness. And I think trash and the expression of shallowness is my new subheader. I think that just about sums my stuff up. But he says that's deemed as a higher level of communication. It's simply a mindless form of entertainment. And every teenager in the church should follow the following scriptures. Do you have those scriptures in front of you, Reverend Colin?
I do.
Why don't you thrill the crowd with your interpretation?
Okay. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
And I would say to that, well, that's all on my blog.
Okay.
Why don't you read my blog, Redeemer? Go ahead.
He that has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. And he that shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding.
When Kevin talks, shut the fuck up.
Idle word. Oh, well, this isn't exactly a... It kind of leads into one, but, I mean, Kevin talking at first.
No, this is Kevin.
Idle words can make you appear foolish.
Well, go ahead. Do the whole
thing. How do you think God feels about the mindless blogging that is occurring?
He loves us all.
Exactly.
That's what it says in the Bible.
Tells me so.
But Kevin asks, do you believe his word? Notice how God cares about the words that he wrote, Kevin says. And what are those words, Colin?
The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Another great subheader. And that's from Psalms 12:6. And Kevin asks, do blogs follow this example? I would guess that Kevin doesn't think so.
No.
But he says that you should think before you do. What? Anything. Think before you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin asks, have you ever been in a heated argument with someone and then said something you later regretted? Anyone who is honest with himself can recall such episodes. When you think back, you often say, I just wasn't thinking. Failing to think before one speaks happens all the time, especially among teenagers who are still maturing mentally. In fact, in this age, it is even worse because of degenerate character. Now, don't make me go on about motherfucking Edgar Allan Poe again and shit like that. Just shut up, Kevin. Kevin doesn't shut up, though. He goes on to say that many teenagers do not stop and think about what they are to represent. Some have their tongues sticking out. What? Others are dressed inappropriately. One young person who apparently attends a splinter group states on her blog, I used to wait tables at Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that the devil himself had stepped in the room, because he goes on to say, although she may not have been familiar with God's way at the time of that employment, and so may not have known that this was wrong, she should still be discreet. And what, Kevin? Lie? You dirty, two-faced hypocrite. I mean, what do you want her to do? Never admit that she did anything wrong? Well, Kevin says this is a perfect example of speaking or posting before thinking. I, on the other hand, think it could just be an example of telling the truth.
Yeah, now every time he looks at her, he thinks of Hooters.
That's right. He can't quit staring at her breasts. And, of course, that makes Kevin touch himself, and that makes him feel dirty, and it's everybody else's fault.
Vicious circle.
Everybody else's fault but Kevin.
Yes.
He goes on to say, some teens and young adults come into the restored Church of God with old information on their blogs. They haven't been brainwashed sufficiently, apparently. He says, such as favorite movies filled with sex, drugs, and violence. I ask, what are they thinking? The answer, they aren't. Because apparently, Kevin would say, in this less dicked-up Church of God, that you're not allowed to, I don't know, like stuff. Like,
you need to clear your cache.
Yeah, clear your browser cache, boys and girls. Uncle Kevin's going to give you the brainwashings. That little tiny sentence right there just kind of proves that they're occult and scary to boot. He goes on to say, and I particularly like this part. He goes on to say that the Bible calls those who speak before they think fools. Fools! Notice. See you a man that is hasty in his words. There is more hope for a fool than him. That's from Proverbs. Also, read Ecclesiastes 5:3, he says. For a dream comes through the multitude of business, and a fool's voice is known by multitude of words. And I think that has more to do with the ancient practice of attributing, you know, like actual words to measurable levels of intelligence, like idiot, imbecile, moron, things like that. And we got to get through this last bit quick.
Okay.
Because he talks about boredom. He says that a major reason for blogging's appeal that it provides an opportunity for people to spend time doing something viewed as entertaining. Well, duh, people play video games and, you know, do all kinds of crap that's considered entertaining, but apparently in Kevin's world,
church jamborees.
Yeah, you're not to be entertained. He says the teens spend hours on these blogs searching, reading about other people, and writing their own thoughts. There are even different online whiteboards where one can scribble a picture and post it to a friend's site. He calls it boredom in action. I call it social interaction, at least at some level. I mean, obviously Kevin would recognize this if he were allowed out of the compound at some point in time. I don't think he's ever even been outside, this poor guy.
Yeah, plus he probably feels the kids should stick to drawing in bathroom walls rather than on the internet.
I guess. So. Kevin says that young people should spend time doing things that are productive, because I guess writing could never get anybody anywhere, could it, Kevin?
Now, how about them spending time doing things that are reproductive? Like.
Oh, no, that would be bad, too. Remember, that would be caused by a blog. They would probably read about reproduction on a blog and want to try it.
Exactly. Yeah, it looked good. It looked fun.
That's right.
You gotta try it.
That's right. People say it's the thing to do. Kevin says that our goal in life is to become a more effective person. And to do that, he says you have to get baptized into the church. Well, I've done that. You have to build a holy, righteous, godly character for the rest of one's life. I've done that. And he asks, what does blogging ultimately achieve? He says, no, not even a pause. He doesn't wait for you to say, but nothing. He says, nothing, nothing. And I'd go back to the whole blogging about Jesus thing, but it'd be pointless.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says that even though some claim blogging is therapeutic, he says it's not. Because he offers up a case. He says that there is a classic example of someone therapeutically, in quotes, therapeutically expressing himself. Here's the quote. Why don't you play the part of the sad boy?
Okay. I'm feeling sad again. So many things I can't tell anyone, and so many feelings I need to cope with. Don't even try to ask me why, and start telling me it will help if I let it out. I know it won't. Trust me. Telling will make me more troubled than I already am. But just your listening, reading to my expletive, in brackets, quote, posts, is enough to make me feel better. Thanks.
Kevin probably hates that kid so much.
I still think it was a girl.
It probably was.
It's either that or an emo boy.
But that's just the epitome of what Kevin thinks is wrong with the world. But Kevin does offer offer advice for this particular person. With God's laws and his personal guidance, you can and should live a totally different life. There should never be a need to prattle on, or rabbit on like a prat even, about your life on the internet. Yeah, there may be a time when you'd want to write a list of things you need to work on about yourself, maybe even a list of goals, but these things should be done in private. Stay off the goddamn internet, you kids. Stay off the goddamn internets. Blogs being labeled... What's that?
Then don't spend too long in the bathroom.
That's right. Anyway. Yeah, what are you doing in there? Blogs being labeled as therapeutic is merely a shallow excuse, he says. Some say illicit drugs are therapeutic. Does that mean they should be used? Obviously not. Elvis didn't do no drug, and Christ didn't do no drug either. Christ liked wine. Didn't do no drugs. In the end, Kevin says, blogging for personal expression is a waste of time. I say personal expression for personal expression, also a waste of time, perhaps, if you go by his logic. Of course, communicating one-on-one with people and building friendships in your personality, not a waste of time. More on this later, he says. But I don't think we have time for later.
I think so.
We've covered this topic about enough.
Okay.
So what have we learned, Colin? What have we learned about Kevin D. Denis and the manufacturally refurbished Church of God?
I've learned, crazy
cult?
Well, maybe, but I'm thinking more along the lines of...
Full of people that just need to get outside?
Chicken Little with a typewriter. That's what I'm thinking of.
Chicken... I think really this whole assault on blogs has less to do with the fact that Kevin feels tempted to touch himself, and more that whole, I'm a journalist, goddammit, you kids just shut the fuck up.
And I would like to point out that he... at the end says that, all that said, you can and should maintain friends the old-fashioned way through actual personal contact as well as letter writing, emailing, or instant messaging.
So, in the end, he advocates all the things that he called the devil.
All of them except for blogs.
Just because, well, but by his logic, those are all blogs, right?
No.
I mean, for the purpose of his article, if all blogs are websites and all websites are blogs, then all email is blogs too. I mean, it's a vicious circle.
Exactly, and nobody's ever cyber-stalked anybody through instant messages. I mean,
oh, never. I've never done that. You know, I've never posted any sort of chat prank that I did via the instant message. That never happens.
No.
And I never get solicited via the instant message when I'm pretending to be a girl. That would piss Kevin off, wouldn't it?
Well, he probably already thinks a little of you now. I don't think it would surprise him.
Oh, he wouldn't think anything of me because he doesn't know I exist. I mean, when you got you're listening, I'm listening, seven more people, I think we're good. And that's going to have to be it. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Kevin D. Denine, you are one crazy sumbitch. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With me this week was Colin Burton of fizzlingpop.com.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, and we will see you all soon on the big podcast right here on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.